What did she do for a living?
Oh, they farm. That's all people them day did was farm and raise hogs and cows and stuff like that.
So you didn't know her husband, your grandfather, on your mother's side?
No, he died when I was right little and small.
Have you ever heard where he was born?
No. But I imagine he's here in Red River Parish. Because they all come in on this side of the lake, you know, and settle up and down this lake on this side.
Yes, sir.
And
did you know anything at all about your grandparents on your father's side?
Well, no. Nothing on that. I knew where they used to live up there. And he used to own a lot of land up in that country up there. Yeah.
Not sure where either one of them was from.
Oh, they're from Alabama.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah. My grandmother and grandfather both was from Alabama. They were both Thomases. I believe they were first cousins.
Hmm. Well, that wasn't all that unusual back then, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't unusual for cousins to marry cousins then, because everybody was kin by near. That's the way I am in this country. I'm kin to my near everything in this country.
Is that right?
Yeah, on one side or the other. I'm kin to the Bambergs, the Keys, Pickets.
I reckon your grandfather on your father's side was a farmer too?
Yeah. He was in the Civil War too, didn't he?
Huh.
Yeah, I got his old horn he brought back. I got his old gun screwdriver. Got his old cavalry knife. Some of them letters there that I was showing you yesterday was telling about. He drove back when he was in the service, you know.
Yes, sir.
Had one in there, I don't know where you saw it now, it was where they sold the slaves over in Alabama.
Yes, sir. I saw several of them.
Sent him half of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him $20 bill, tore him half in two. Sent him half of them, and then said when he got them, let them know, and they'd send him the other half. They marked them so they'd know which one.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, my granddaddy had slaves over here, and whenever they